Proverbs 16:16 says, "How much better to get wisdom than gold? To get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver." Hi, I'm Rob West. In a world that chases wealth as the ultimate goal, Scripture calls us to something better, wisdom. Because without godly wisdom, even abundance can lead us astray. Today, Jim Neuheiser joins us to explore why wisdom, not money, is the true measure of success in God's economy. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, it's a pleasure to welcome Jim Neuheiser back on the program. Jim is a trusted biblical counselor, pastor, and seminary professor, and he's the author of a powerful little book I believe every Christian household should read, Money, Seeking God's Wisdom. Jim, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be with you.
Jim, we recently released a new study at FaithFi called Wisdom Over Wealth, which explores how the pursuit of wisdom rather than wealth leads to lasting purpose and joy. That's a theme you highlight in day 30 of your devotional, where you reflect on the surpassing value of wisdom over wealth. What led you to focus on that truth?
Well, how we spend our time and how we spend our money really reflects what we value in our hearts. And yet many people invest their time and their money in what does not really satisfy. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 2, the Lord declares, "Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourself in abundance." And so the Lord is saying that the things that we pursue in the world that we think are going to make us really happy don't ever really satisfy our souls, and that the ultimate satisfaction comes in our relationship with Him and all that He gives us.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So then how should that motivate us as believers?
Well, one would be just to pursue knowing God through His Word and to invest time in spending the Word. You know, part of the principle even of rest in the Bible is that God has made us productive enough in 6 days so that we can invest a day in seeking the Lord and worship with His people. And during the day, some people are so busy making money, pursuing their career, they'll say, "Well, I don't have time to read the Bible. I don't have time to pray with my family." And to recognize that the time invested in our relationship with God is more lucrative in a spiritual sense than spending every waking moment trying to earn more money that's just going to be burned up in the end anyway.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Jim, as we take even a deeper dive into this topic of wisdom, what else do you see in the Proverbs that jumps out at you?
It's interesting. Proverbs gives all these analogies and these pictures where you have Lady Wisdom as if she's the soul's true bride, and then there's Madam Folly, both a literal but also a figurative adulteress. And in Proverbs 4, he even uses language where wisdom will be for you like a crown. Same language it uses elsewhere of a wife is that the joy and the satisfaction of pursuing the knowledge of God through His Word is going to be precious and delightful in every sense. And the world is tantalizing us with its false wisdom, including money is all that matters, pleasure that money provides will make you happy. And that is spiritual adultery, which will lead to misery.
Wow. Yeah, that's powerful. So, Jim, in our final moments here in this broadcast, what would you share with our listeners who really want to apply this understanding of the value of wisdom to their lives?
Well, actually, I would plug the book you're giving away, my little book, where for some people who aren't regularly in the Word, it's just 2 pages a day. It can be a great thing for a husband and a wife or a family that it reads the Scripture, it speaks from the Scripture to people. So I think building into your life a habit of seeking God in His Word. And for some people, it might be starting with little bite-sized chunks or, you know, reading a chapter of Proverbs a day and really asking God to speak to you. And He promises that He will give us something better than financial wealth as we taste and see the goodness of God.
No doubt about it. And, you know, my experience, Jim, is that this financial journey that we're on is one of the key ways God shapes our spiritual journey. There's just such a huge connection between our hearts and our money. And obviously, God is all about our hearts. Well, Jim, it's great advice for us today. Thanks for stopping by, my friend.
Thank you. My pleasure. May the Lord bless you.
Our guest today has been author and biblical counselor, Jim Neuheiser. And if today's conversation sparked a desire to go deeper, we'd love to help you do just that. FaithFi's brand new study is called Wisdom Over Wealth, 12 Lessons from Ecclesiastes on Money. You receive a copy when you become a FaithFi partner at $35 a month or $400 a year when you go to faithfi.com/give. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word.
When will life calm down, feel less hectic, less challenging? When will things get easier? We all have a longing for this, but it usually seems just around the bend, just out of reach. We might imagine, if only I can get there, then I'll have time for ministry, for church, for serving the Lord. Well, Paul the Apostle was a busy tent-making pastor, evangelist, and itinerant preacher, and his example is worth considering. In Colossians 1, he says, "We have not stopped praying for you." He was just as busy, if not more so, but he did not stop caring for and praying for others. Don't let your busy schedule stop you from serving Jesus today. Get more encouragement for your walk. Visit haventoday.org.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
We don't have to be like the 10 that said it can't be done, it's too big, the giants are too big. We need to be like Joshua and Caleb and say, you know what, there are giants, this is a massive problem. When you have a nation that is ignorant of the principles that produce a free society, start where you can. It's the only way I know. It's a little bit at a time.
Join Walker Wildman and Rick Green as they tackle today's issues from a biblical and a constitutional perspective. At the Core, 1 p.m. Central weekdays on AFR.
We are grateful for support from Crossmark Global Investments. They are a faith-based firm with a goal of offering values-based investments to help align financial choices and faith, ensuring a portfolio that reflects what matters most. Crossmark does this through investment solutions that span the capital market spectrum, from large cap to small cap strategies, including equity, fixed income, and balanced strategies. They are led by industry veteran Bob Dahl, CFA, a regular guest on the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at crossmarkglobal.com.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Looking forward to spending the remainder of the broadcast helping you navigate your financial journey. We want to take you back to God's Word, understand God's heart. And boy, Jim Neuheiser did that in such a profound way today as we think about seeking God's wisdom. Wisdom is better than money. Proverbs 16:16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. You know, when it comes to money, it can so often become the object of our affection. Living in the most prosperous nation in the history of the world, it's very easy for money, the allure of money and the things that money can buy, to occupy a place in our hearts that it was never intended. We don't want to ever worship the creation. We want to worship the Creator, the God who sustains us and loves us and gives us our identity. And then money becomes a tool to accomplish God's purposes and to bring Him glory. And that's what we want to do on this program each day, is direct you back to that truth that God owns it all. You and I then are stewards, managers with responsibilities to care for the resources God has entrusted to us. But listen, we've all made some mistakes along the way. We're not always going to get it right. And so we want to find God's heart and some practical next steps as we move forward in our financial lives. So whatever is on your mind today, if it's paying off debt, giving generously, maybe it's investing for the future, maybe it's communicating with loved ones about money and navigating relationships, all of those things we'd love to tackle with you today. So if you have a financial question, go ahead and call right now. Again, that number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can get in right now. We've got some lines open, and we would love to get you in the queue so we can get your call on the broadcast today. 800-525-7000. We're going to head to Illinois here in just a moment and talk to Rod. But first, in the news, buying a home is harder than ever, and nearly half of homeowners regret their purchase. According to a Bankrate survey, 45% of homeowners cite frustrations with ongoing costs. We're talking about maintenance and hidden fees. The average homeowner spends over $18,000 a year on non-mortgage expenses. In places like California and Hawaii, that number can jump to nearly $29,000. These costs, property taxes, internet, repairs, often get overlooked during the buying process, especially by those who are stretching their budget to get into the house in the first place. So to guard against surprise expenses, experts recommend a thorough home inspection. Zillow notes that while some issues may be minor, others like foundation cracks could require a specialist follow-up. Inspections can also help buyers negotiate repairs as a part of the sale. Still, regular upkeep is essential. Instead of waiting for things to break, schedule seasonal maintenance. We're talking gutter cleanings, which can prevent significant issues down the line. Have somebody inspect and tune up that AC unit. Those kinds of things that we don't like to spend money on, but they can save a whole lot more down the road. I would also say don't rush into buying. There's no shame in renting. Take time to evaluate your long-term financial goals and readiness for the responsibilities of homeownership beyond the principal interest, taxes, and insurance payment. Consulting a financial advisor can help you determine a realistic, sustainable home buying budget. I would say a couple of rules of thumb include, and I've mentioned these many times before, let's get into that with a 20% down payment. That's going to ensure you have some good equity going into it. That's key. Also, make sure that monthly payment, including not only the principal and interest, but also the taxes and insurance, let's make sure that is no more than 25% of your take-home pay, 30 max in certain parts of the country. But having that 70 to 75% left over of take-home pay, not gross, to cover everything else is going to be essential and allows you some room to cover those routine maintenance and unexpected expenses that come with home ownership. All right. Hope that helps. Keep that in mind. This is one of the big three budget busters. The big three are food, a little easier to solve by kind of cutting back on eating out and maybe planning your meals a little more intently. Second is transportation. That one's harder to unwind, but nevertheless, we can get out from under a car if we need to. The third is that house. That's the third big budget buster and very difficult to unwind and very costly because buying and selling real estate is very expensive. So keep that in mind on the front end as you go to buy that house. All right, let's dive into your questions today. Lines are open. Sandy standing by. We'd love to hear from you. Call right now, 800-525-7000 with any financial question. We're going to begin to in Illinois. Rod, go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So my question is in regard to foreign currencies as an investment, particularly Iraqi dinar. It's something that kind of pops up now and then.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering your advice or your opinion on that.
Yeah. I'm not a fan, Rod. I'll give you just kind of three of the primary reasons why. Number one, you know, it's not a freely traded currency. So the exchange is tightly controlled. Number two, you know, promoters of the dinar as an investment often claim there's a big revaluation coming, but there's really no credible basis for that. And that leads to the third one, which is that scams are very common. The dinar's value has been historically unstable, and you know, you're going to have a lot of bad actors
that are going to promote the dinar, and it's been the subject of numerous scams with many false promises that are just not credible whatsoever. There's also a risk that Iraq could re-denominate its currency, which could further disadvantage foreign investors. So I would stay away from it. It's a highly speculative asset, and often it's driven by the hopes of a quick and unearned return. And I just think that conflicts, with the heart of Scripture as well, where we're really encouraged to be steady plotters when it comes to our investments. And Proverbs 13 comes to mind: wealth gained hastily will dwindle. So I think at the end of the day, I would pass on it for the reasons that I mentioned.
Yes, well, that's sound advice. I appreciate it.
All right. Happy to do it, Rod. Thanks for calling today. We appreciate you checking in with us here on the program. Folks, I'll tell you, especially in the church, there have been so many scams that have run through the local church related to money and investments and get-rich-quick schemes. Just be really careful. It's one of the reasons we created here at Kingdom Advisors the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation over a decade ago, because there is so much what is called affinity fraud, which is where groups of people are being taken advantage of, being handled fraudulently with fraudulent claims and scams and Ponzi schemes. And the Christians are a primary target, just because folks will trade off of that Christian community and try to develop rapport with someone by way of the local church and a supposed shared faith. And you just need to be really careful. And that's why, to protect the public, we created CKA, Certified Kingdom Advisor, to ensure that we had advisors who not only understood the heart of God when it comes to money management and financial decision making and the counsel of Scripture, but where they had to meet high standards. CKAs have to have at least 10 years experience, another designation, a pastor reference, a client reference, a statement of faith, an ongoing disciplinary process, continuing education, and more. Find a CKA at faithfi.com. We'll be right back.
I'll do some stand-up comedy, Abe will do some preaching, Tim will MC the whole thing, and I'm really excited about it. The Weekend with AFA is a chance for our supporters to get better acquainted with the people and ministry you're supporting.
It's a Weekend with AFA, Thursday, October 2nd through Saturday, October 4th in Tupelo, Mississippi. Speakers will include Abraham Hamilton III, Jenna Ellis, Tim Barton, Tim Wildman, and more. Register at afa.net/weekend.
You're young. You don't go to the doctor that often. Yet health insurance is still so expensive. If your health insurance costs too much, maybe you should switch to an affordable alternative. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers programs starting under $100 per month. Check off the affordable box on your list and get back to what you really love, running your business or caring for your kids, and have peace of mind while doing it. Visit chministries.org/faithfi to enroll today.
The political climate in America has changed. We've been given a reprieve, and we have to work together to take advantage of that momentum and effect even more cultural and spiritual change. We can rebuild America. The American Family Association is working to do just that, and when you join with your support, it helps maximize the impact. As our thanks, we'll give you a DVD of biblical financial advice from Rob West called Biblical Stewardship. Please visit afa.net and get started today.
We're grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Wildman, Associate Director of the AFA Foundation. We exist to help our supporters to leave a lasting legacy for years to come. We would love to speak with you regarding your situation to help put in place a lifetime income. while also giving to the ministry of AFA and AFR. You can reach out to us by phone or email at 1-800-326-4543, extension 345.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, delighted to serve you today with your financial questions, whatever you're thinking about today in your financial life. Maybe it's how do you steward well what God has entrusted to you? How do you transfer it wisely to the next generation? Investing, paying off debt. What's the best way to pay off some credit card debt? That and so much more when you call today, 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open at the moment, so you can get right through. Again, 800-525-7000. Let's go to Mississippi. Hi, Randall. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, and thank you. I have inherited a traditional IRA worth about $80,000, and I understand the 10-year withdrawal policy.
Yes.
I'm waiting for the market to stabilize some, and I plan to begin drawing some of that out. My only debt is a mortgage, $160,000. I have a low rate of 2.25%, a monthly mortgage of $2,020. So I believe if I can start pulling out the inherited IRA, I'd get to be about $5,000 a month to pay off by the time I reach 67. I live moderately. I have no other debt. Have income and financial assets. We'll start Social Security at age 67 when the house is paid off.
Ah, yeah.
Okay. So I just wonder if that's a good plan.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Randall, I like that a lot. I mean, you know, normally I would say if you didn't have the, you know, 10-year rule on the inherited IRA, I'd say with that low interest rate of 2.25%, which is phenomenal, you know, I wouldn't be in a rush to pay that off unless, and here would be my caveat, you just really felt a conviction from the Lord to be debt-free. And if that was the case, I'd say you go for it and don't look back. Don't even worry about that interest rate. But if you were in a position where you were saying, you know what, I'm comfortable hanging on to the mortgage and just paying it off over time and keeping this money invested, I would say, well, wouldn't be, you know, very difficult for you to outpace the return, you know, with the investments that would offset that interest rate and much more, especially in that tax deferred environment. But given that you've got to get that money out of there anyway, which means that, you know, every year, depending on when you actually inherited it, you're getting, you know, a shorter and shorter time horizon where you'd want to get more conservative anyway. And you can sync up, and I love this, you can sync up the payoff of that mortgage with your transition into retirement and Social Security, and that helps you balance the budget because now you've got your income, you got your Social Security, your largest expense, likely that mortgage is gone. That just seems like a really thoughtful plan that makes a lot of sense to me. I think the key is let's really stagger the withdrawals to minimize the taxes and maybe just run that by your CPA to keep as much of that in, you know, the existing tax bracket without pushing it up into a higher one as possible. But overall, Randall, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay, great. Appreciate that. Listen every day. God bless you. Appreciate
awesome.
You.
Well, thank you, sir. Hey, let me send you a gift. I'd love to send you the most recent copy of our magazine, Faithful Steward. If you're somebody who listens to the program regularly, I think you'll love the articles, the thoughtful articles on managing God's money wisely. It's just a little thank you for calling the program today. So stay on the line. We'll put that in the mail to you, Randall, and our team will get your information. God bless you, sir. Let's go to Tennessee. Hi, Valerie. Go ahead.
There. Thank you so much for taking my call. I am walking across the street, so forgive the noise, background noise. Going
no problem. Just be careful, okay?
Thank you. I listen to your program every single day coming into work, and you give such great advice. And my question is for you today is that I have retired from a PNC insurance agent, and I want to know, rolling over my 401k, what is the best way to do that? I was thinking more of an IRA, not an IRA Roth, so that I can have access to it, but that it would still earn money, and I wouldn't be penalized at 20% income tax.
Yeah. Yeah, good question there. So a couple of things that you mentioned there. I mean, first of all, just the idea that once you separate from your employer, when you have a 401k, should you leave it or transfer it out? I like transferring it out because there are some typically, and it varies by plan administrator, but typically there are some additional administrative costs that are imposed as a non-employee. And so the expenses go up. And so I'd rather you roll it out. Now, if you're moving to a new employer, I would tend to roll it into and combine it with your new 401k. If you have one, just keeps everything simple, helps you, you know, manage the asset allocation, and it just, you know, reduces paperwork. If you are retiring and not joining another employer, then the IRA is certainly the other option. And even if you're moving to a new employer, you could still consider the IRA because that's going to give you often, well, certainly more investment choices, because with an IRA, you can essentially invest in anything, and often lower fees because you have much more control over the fees going into the IRA. Let me just ask though, are you moving to a new employer or are you retiring or what's your status?
Well, good, quick question. I'm sort of like retiring from that, but I am just going 3 days a week for a job that is just a little part-time job to earn extra money. Nothing that offers me any type of benefit.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so the IRA would be your choice, and then you'd just want to pick, if you're going to manage it yourself, you'd want to pick a reputable, relatively low-cost provider like a Charles Schwab or a Fidelity, something like that. What do you have in the 401k right now?
I only have around $39,000 right now.
Okay. Yeah, so you wouldn't be able to use an advisor to manage that. So you'd have a couple of options there. You could use what's called a robo-advisor, like the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios, where you'd answer some questions and then the algorithm would build a low-cost portfolio using indexes. So you'd own broad swaths of the market that are appropriate in terms of the mix of investments for your age and risk tolerance. It would use a mix of stock indexes and bond indexes. In terms of the type of IRA, you're right. If it's a traditional 401k, you're going to want to go to a traditional IRA. Now, the tax treatment is the same. There's no taxes when you roll it over, but when you pull it out, whether it's coming out of the 401k or out of the IRA, it is going to be taxable to you. So you just need to plan for that. Whether they withhold it or not, it is going to have to be paid at tax time. Let's do this. I want to make sure you don't have any more questions. So stay on the line. We'll be back after this break.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Since 1994, Timothy Plan has shared good news with investors and advisors by offering faith-honoring mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners Limited and ETFs distributed by Foreside Funds Services, LLC. Investing involves risks, including possible loss of principal.
Men and women are wired differently, as they say, but the question is, where spiritual leadership is concerned, shouldn't there be some overlap between men's and women's roles in the family and in the church and in society? What does the Bible have to say about that? Consider those questions as John MacArthur continues his study called Leading the Charge on the next Grace to You.
Are you a financial professional looking to grow your practice while offering advice that aligns with your Christian values? By becoming a certified Kingdom Advisor, you'll gain the biblical wisdom and professional credibility to serve clients who are seeking faith-based financial guidance. Each year, more than 75,000 people search for a certified Kingdom Advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Start your journey today by going to kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
What if managing your money could actually draw you closer to God? What would happen if we began to see God as our ultimate treasure? The FaithFi app helps you do more than budget. It helps you integrate your faith and financial decisions for the glory of God. With easy-to-use envelope features, top biblical financial content, and a supportive in-app community, you'll learn to steward God's resources wisely and grow in generosity. Download the FaithFi app today from your app store or visit faithfi.com and click app.
Hey, if you've never heard of AFA Stream, let me tell you about it. It's video streaming that goes beyond just entertainment. Yeah, there are shorts and feature films for all ages, but they're all backed by scriptural themes. You'll also find resources to help you grow closer to God, along with documentaries like Culture Warrior, the story of Don Wildman and the founding of AFA. There's a lot of free content, but if you become a Great Commission partner, you'll unlock much more. Check it out today at stream.afa.net.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by credit card debt? As followers of Christ, we are called to be good stewards of what God has given us. That's why our trusted partner, Christian Credit Counselors, is here to help. Their debt management program can help you pay off your debt 80% faster while honoring your commitments in full. Take the first step toward financial freedom today. Visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. We're so thrilled you're along with us for the journey today. Hey, if you have a question, something in your financial life you want to tackle, we'd love to weigh in on it. 800-525-7000. I've got a few lines open, and we'd love to hear from you. And hey, let's head back to the phones. To Virginia we go. Hi, Deborah. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a major question. We have been spending down our savings account as a result of an injury my husband incurred back in November. And we were interested in the program that you had Harlan Akala was on back in April. And I called in to get information on his book and to look at whether that would be an option for us personally. We find ourselves without health insurance at the present, although we have become dependent on the financial assistance that has been afforded us. So we're grateful for that. But anyway, I'd like to know more information and where I could get that.
Yes. Did you say you did get a copy of the book or you would like one?
I would like one.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'd be delighted to send that to you just as our gift to you. Harlan's a good friend. He's our resident expert on what are called home equity conversion mortgages or what's known as a reverse mortgage. And we'll put a copy of the book in the mail to you. So stay on the line when we're done today. Yeah, you know, this could be a good option for you. You know, the reverse mortgages of today are quite a bit different than the reverse mortgages of, you know, 10 or 20 years ago. You know, these are backed by the FHA. So one of the key differences here is, you know, this is a mortgage that is collateralized by your home, but not with a personal guarantee. Essentially, the FHA, by way of a fee you pay up front, is guaranteeing the loan. So if the home, for any reason, ever did not satisfy the loan, you're not personally, or your estate is not personally responsible. The FHA steps in there. Second, you never have a payment. So whether you have a mortgage now and you'd refinance it with reverse and thereby eliminate the payment, or you tap into home equity to start either a line of credit or a monthly income stream with a check for the rest of your life or the rest of your life and your husband's, you know, that would never require you to have a payment, which is obviously for some folks who, you know, don't have enough saved or find themselves in a position where their expenses are rising dramatically like you're in. It could be the difference between being able to maintain your lifestyle and enjoy this fourth quarter or not, just because it really is a major asset. So being able to pull that out over time, you know, is really key and could be, you know, make all the difference. So I think for that reason, it probably is something to look at. You do need to be at least 62 at closing for the primary borrower, and you need to have at least generally 50 to 55% equity in the home, and it has to be your principal residence. Would all three of those apply here?
Yes, they would. As okay. well, we are childless, so we don't have any heirs. So okay.
Yes. Yeah, so I think it could work quite well. And again, you know, you'd be able to stay in the house. And if you ended up moving out of it as your primary residence, or you pass away, both of you, then at that point the home would be sold, and then, you know, the whatever the balance is would be paid out of the proceeds of the sale. And again, if the loan ever exceeded the value of the home for any reason, and that doesn't typically happen, but if it did, then, you know, you would not be personally responsible for that. So I think it could be a good option. Our friends at Movement Mortgage could help with that. If you go to movement.com/faith, you could fill out the information there, and Harlan would get in touch with you and answer your questions, run some illustrations. But I'll also send you the book, which could go a long way in helping to answer any other questions that you have.
Thank you so much.
All right. Listen, all the best to you, Deborah. And we'll ask our faith and finance community to be praying for your husband and his health issues. And again, that website, movement.com/faith. God bless you. Let's go to Georgia. Hi, David. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I so appreciate your program. Listen pretty much every single day.
Thank you.
Listen, I've got about $1 million in a 401k. I'm retired, so I need to transfer that and get somebody else managing it. So in the context of the CKA program, I've been using that that app. Really appreciate that. My question is a two-part question concerning fiduciary. So part A would be, you know, what is one? And part B, given that some of my relatives have really insisted this is important, how important is that for a CKA to also be a fiduciary to manage my retirement savings?
Yeah, it's a great question. And fiduciary is, you know, something that's gotten a lot more notoriety lately. And I think for good reason, just because essentially, to answer your first question, a fiduciary is someone who is legally and ethically obligated to act in your best interest and not their own, which is, you know, you would say, well, if someone's managing my money, why would I not want that? And I would agree with you. And in a sense, in finance, what that means with regard to a fiduciary is they have to give advice that puts your needs first. They have to avoid conflicts of interest, and they have to be fully transparent about fees and compensation. So a fiduciary works for you, not for commissions or products that may be more in their interest from a compensation standpoint and not necessarily be the best product for you. And so I would say, yeah, as you interview certified Kingdom advisors, which the CKA designation, as you've already acknowledged, is going to be, I think, key, and it's the reason we recommend it and created it here at Kingdom Advisors, is because that's going to be somebody who's held to high standards and character and experience and competence and has been trained to bring a biblical worldview of financial decision-making, which is so key because money is just such a natural expression of our heart and our values. Unlike just about anything else. And that's why I think, although it's great to have a Christian plumber or doctor, I think your financial advisor is a little different just because those decisions that you're making around legacy and generosity and stewardship and how much is enough. I mean, so much of that is tied into our faith journey in a way that I think it really is key that your advisor share those values and understand the counsel of Scripture as he or she is giving you also sound financial guidance. But yes, having a CKA and as a part of that interview process, asking if they're a fiduciary, I think is absolutely a good idea.
Oh, thank you so much, Rob. That is excellent, excellent answer. I really appreciate that. I do have a comment or suggestion
okay.
Concerning CKAs. So you know that AFR, each year when it does its fundraising, allows people to call in, give a short testimonial, you know, 10, 15 seconds, and then they'll play that back, you know, when they're doing the fundraising. So I was just wondering, you know, maybe if you would think about or consider or what you'd think about, you know, letting people, you know, call in on a line and just kind of record, you know, a short clip that have actually used your program to select a CPA and how their experience has been. And then, you know, from time to time on your broadcast, as it's convenient, you know, play that back and let people hear, you know, real people testimonials.
That is great advice, David. I'm going to pass that along to the team today. I think that's a tremendous idea. I've got to hit a break. Stay on the line. I want to send you a gift, the latest copy of our magazine, Faithful Steward. Thanks for being a faithful listener. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Don Hawkins, here to tell you about Encouragement Live, 55 minutes of industrial strength radio encouragement featuring resourceful guests plus practical biblical insights to help you face life's challenges. We'll be taking your phone calls, so plan to join us for Encouragement Live, Saturdays at 7.05 p.m. Central, 8.05 p.m. Eastern, here on American Family Radio.
The term providence means God's superintending care over His creation.
America's Providential History with Stephen McDowell.
God is at work performing His will in history. And so through this podcast, we're going to be taking a look at the providence of God in the history, and in particular in the history of America.
America's Providential History, available now on the podcast page at AFR.net.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at oneascent.com. And by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Today, put your heart into something that makes an eternal impact. Heart for Lebanon is sharing the gospel and protecting girls from early marriage, child labor, and violence. Your gift of $114 helps reach 3 at-risk girls with hope and a brighter future. Give generously. Text FAITH to 98656. That's FAITH to 98656. Or visit faithfi.com/Lebanon.
So glad you've joined us today on Faith and Finance here on AFR. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions here in our final segment. I've got room for maybe one more question if you want to call right now, 800-525-7000. David had a great idea. If you have a CKA testimonial, we'd love to hear from you. You could call into the program as well, even in the next 15 minutes. Perhaps you recently or maybe over the last several years have connected with a certified kingdom advisor in your area, and it's made all the difference, and you'd love to encourage others around that. We'd love to hear it. In fact, I had a caller recently who shared his story. He said, you know, CKA has made all the difference. He said, I switched at 55. My CKA was helped me able to walk alongside me in taking an early retirement. I've now been out on the road with 8 Days of Hope. And if you're a regular AFR listener, you know the ministry 8 Days of Hope, doing some incredible relief work around the country. Well, this listener said, I've been out with them for about a year volunteering, and I love it. And having an advisor who understood my desire to go on the mission field and to use money as a tool to be able to retire early so I can do what God is calling me to do has made all the difference. And I think, you know, that just so aligns with what we're encouraged by as we hear the stories about you connecting with advisors who understand your faith and how money can really fuel that in so many ways. If you have one of those stories, call right now. We'd love to hear from you, or perhaps on a future broadcast. All right, let's go to Texas. Cecil, thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you for your program. The question I have is a couple of callers earlier, I heard you mention, or I heard the lady mention that she had a small account, $60,000 or something like that. And my account, the money that I've managed to save up is around $70,000 and all that. And you mentioned, well, you wouldn't want to put it into someone that some of these firms will not handle that low of an amount.
Yes,
and
sir.
You mentioned Schwab and Fidelity, and I was just wondering, with my low amount of money, if you will or if you can, would you tell me which one of those two would you put your money into if you had a like $70,000 to save up, would you select Schwab or would you select Fidelity?
Yeah, it's a great question, Cecil. I would say both are excellent, well-established firms. Both have strong reputations. If I were to try to draw a distinction between them, again, both have great customer service and I think would be a good choice. I think Fidelity is going to have a slight edge in what I'll call the user-friendly website and mobile app. So if you'd like a website or an app that's really easy to use, I would say the Fidelity has a little better user experience there. Schwab is excellent for low-cost investing. They've got a great ETF and index fund lineup. And if you want an in-person branch, I would say that's where Schwab would outshine Fidelity. So if low-cost investing and branch access is priority, then I would say Schwab. If you'd if you want to give the edge to a better user experience online or on the app, I would say Fidelity. Now, in either case, Cecil, if you're looking for some help in actually selecting the investments, let me throw out two options, because you're right. Often 60, 70, even 80,000 may not be enough for an advisor, a wealth manager who's a certified Kingdom advisor to handle it. Oftentimes their minimums are 100 or even 250. But you've got a couple of options. With Schwab, they have something called the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios. That's a nice robo solution that would be automated, and I think it's very good. A lot of people have had great experience with it. The other option, which you would have at either Fidelity or Schwab, is our friends at soundmindinvesting.org. Through the Sound Mind Investing newsletter and website, they have they give you the strategy, and every month they update it and they tell you exactly which mutual funds or ETFs to buy based on the investment strategy that fits your age and risk tolerance. And so that's a way to have some help picking the investments without having to have enough in the way of investable assets to be able to warrant hiring a wealth manager. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Yes, it does. And I thank you for all that. And one question. And they both charge, the fees or whatever to look at your account?
Yes. Now, if you're not having, an advisor manage it, then you're going to have very low fees. They will often have transaction fees, although with stock and ETF trades, I believe they're, zero. They're free with online. There's no online commissions. Mutual funds, Schwab does have a lot of their funds that are free as well, fee free. Other funds might cost $75, for a trade or something like that. But yeah, I would say both of those are considered low cost providers. And if you're managing it yourself, there would be very little in the way of expense. If you use the intelligent portfolios, I think there's maybe a 25 basis points a year, 0.25%, I think is the last I've seen. And if you used Sound Mind Investing, there's an annual subscription, but it's very nominal. And so it really wouldn't amount to much at all.
Okay. One more thing. Just give me that. What was it? Intelligent Robo?
Yes. Yeah. The Robo solution at Schwab is called the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios. And you would just Google or whatever search engine you use, just type in Schwab Intelligent Portfolios and it'll take you to Schwab's robo advisor.
I see. Thank you so much for all the information.
You're welcome, Cecil. Hey, hang on the line. I'm going to send you a copy of our magazine as well. It's called Faithful Steward. I think it'll be an encouragement to you. So let us get your information. We'll get it out in the mail to you. Let's go to Tennessee. Hi, David. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I've used your advice in the past, but I have $180,000 worth of life insurance. It's tied to my long-term care insurance. I'm 80 years old. I pay $2,500 a year for the policy. I didn't know if there's good insight into my combination of long-term care and life insurance in relationship to the $2,500 that I'm paying annually.
Yeah. And so how does the policy work? What is the benefit that would be offered to you if you needed long-term care? Do you know?
Yes, I do know. It reduces the life coverage.
Okay. Yeah. And can you get a daily benefit up to a certain amount, or what does it offer to you?
It offers me a daily benefit, and I don't know the monthly benefit off the top of my head, but yeah. I think it's $4,000 monthly.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I like that. Without knowing the kind of details, the finer points of the policy, I would just say at age 80, if you are only spending $2,500 a year, that is very reasonable if the policy gives you meaningful long-term care insurance benefits. So if you never need the care, your heirs still get the death benefit. And, you know, unlike standalone long-term care insurance, the premiums won't increase, which is a huge benefit because these long-term care insurance policies have been going up dramatically in cost, whereas yours is going to be locked in. So I would just say, bottom line, if you can comfortably afford the premiums and the policy is providing some solid coverage, even if it's not enough to cover 100% of full nursing care, it's going to help reduce that burden, then I think it's worth keeping.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, David. Thanks for calling, my friend. Let's go out to Montana. Hi, Andy. Go ahead.
Good morning. I have a TSP account, and I've been listening to your program and other programs, and I'm very interested in faith-based investing. And I don't know if I can really do that with a TSP account. Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, you know, it is challenging. I think, you know, the exciting thing is that the whole faith-based investing space with the asset managers that are screening investments for faith values is really, I would say, exploding in the sense, in a good way, new products coming online all the time, more assets moving in, even though it's still a drop in the bucket. You know, latest data that we've seen says that there's about $22 trillion in the hands of Christians. And, you know, the whole industry of faith-based investing is still, you know, less than $200 billion. So we've got a long way to go, but it's growing rapidly. And I think for good reason, because Christians want to align their values with every decision they make, including their deployment of capital through investments. It is going to be challenging, though, inside the TSP. So I think what I would do is, you know, you can only choose from what you have access to. So I just build the best properly diversified portfolio you can among those TSP options, the G and the I and the F and the C funds and the, you know, the various lettered funds that you have. And then when you separate, and if you have already, then this would be an option now, you could roll it to an IRA. And then at that point, you'd have unlimited options, including being able to you know, tap into the faith-based investments or hire a CKA that could select those faith-based investments for you.
Okay. But out of all the different funds in the TSP, do you think the G fund would be the least terrible one? I don't know another word to use for that.
Yeah. Well, if you really felt a conviction to be, you know, out of any company that would be misaligned with your values, yes, because the G fund would just be government securities. And so you wouldn't have to worry about whether you were with a company that, you know, was harming people or it was doing something that would be misaligned with your values. The only challenge with that is you're not going to get a whole lot in the way of return. But yes, to your question, would that be the safest from a values alignment standpoint? Absolutely.
That's what I want to know. Thank you so much and have a good day.
All right, you too, Andy. Thanks for being on the program. Hey, folks, if you love the program, we'd love for you to become a FaithFi partner. How do you do that? You go to faithfi.com and click give. What does that mean? It means you're supporting us at $35 a month or $400 a year, which is huge to help us reach more people. What does it do for you? Well, we're going to send you 4 issues of Faithful Steward and every new study and devotion to encourage you in your stewardship journey. Have a great day. Come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.